Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today's May 14th, 7 minutes after 9 a.m. We're in the state capital, Juneau, Alaska. Present today, Chairman Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Cronk, Senator Kaufman. Senator Olson should be here shortly. We have a quorum to do business. We have four items on today's calendar. HB 16 campaign finance, Senate Bill 132, the Omnibus Insurance Bill, House Bill 131, Vehicle Registration Derelict Funds, and finally Senate Bill 156, Commercial Fish and Agricultural Bank Loans. The first item is Senate Bill 16, Campaign Finance Contribution Limits for APOC. We first heard this bill on May 1. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes. One amendment was submitted. We invite Representative Shragi to the table to reintroduce the bill for the committee to tell us exactly what this bill does. Rebates. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Representative Shragi, please reintroduce the bill and see what it does. Explain the bill to the committee and the audience.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman, Co-Chair Stedman, members of the Senate Finance Committee. An honor to be before you again today. I am Calvin Shragi. I represent House District 12 in southeast Anchorage, the Lower Hillside, Lake Otis, Elmore area of Anchorage. House Bill 16 reinstates fair, reasonable, and constitutional campaign contribution limits in the state of Alaska. As a reminder, in 2021, the Ninth Circuit struck down our voter-approved campaign contribution limits in Alaska, creating a gaping hole in campaign finance and allowing for unlimited contributions from individuals to candidates running for office. Following up on that, I introduced legislation to address this issue, and after being unsuccessful, a ballot initiative was filed by Alaskans here in the state to, again, close this hole in campaign finance. That initiative effort was successful in collecting the signatures to put this issue on the ballot in the next primary election. This bill, however, would allow this to go into effect sooner than that. I will leave it there and see if there are any questions or more details requested by the committee.
Are there questions from members of the Senate Finance Committee of the prime sponsor? Seeing none, thank you. We will go to amendments. Senator Kaufman.
Thank you. I move amendment number one.
And I will object.
The purpose of this amendment is to align our contribution limits with the federal numbers, and it's So really pretty simple in those terms, just to bring us into alignment with the federal limits. Alaska is not an easy state to campaign in for people who have big districts, or some of us have urban districts and expensive media markets. So really it makes good sense, I think, for the people of Alaska to be able to express their support for candidates similarly limited as we are with the federal.
Thank you. Discussion at the table. Representative Schrage, do you have an opinion on the amendment?
Thank you, Chair Hoffman. Through the chair to the committee, I appreciate the spirit of the amendment and the concern of making sure that candidates are able to fundraise sufficient funds to run and mount effective campaigns. I do, however, have concern given that Alaskan voters, in my view, have clearly expressed multiple times through our state's history that they prefer lower limits, especially in this environment of low public trust in our elected officials and in government. However, again, I appreciate the spirit from which the amendment is made and respect the members' concerns.
Senator Cronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually support this amendment because, unlike some of my urban fellow friends here that run in urban districts, I run in a very remote district where if I want to go fly to somewhere, a charter plane costs $5,000 for the day. So being able to raise money and get out there and actually meet the people in my district, it takes a lot more funds than being able to knock on every single person's door in your neighborhood. So I appreciate this amendment.
Thank you. With that, we will move the amendment and the bill to the bottom of the calendar. That brings up the second item on today's calendar. That is the Senate Bill 132, which is the Omnibus Insurance Bill. I might explain that we're waiting for Senator Olson, that's going to be coming here to so that he can participate in that amendment. Senate Bill 132, the Omnibus Insurance Bill. We heard this bill on May the 1st. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes, had three amendments were submitted. They are part of the CS. Senator Stedman.
I think Senator, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Senator Kaufman has those.
Oh, okay, Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, we did some horse trading on the motions here. So I move a motion to adopt CS. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 132, version T, before the committee as our working document.
And I will object to have Liz Harpold, the staff to Senator Olson, and the Senate Finance Committee to the table to explain the CS.
Good morning. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The changes that are in the CS before you, version T, are lined out in the explanation of changes here. They affect three sections. The first change is in section 41. It repeals AS 2136-475B subsection 4 to clean up language around exceptions to owner-controlled and contractor-controlled insurance programs. Section 44 updates the definition of elected officials. And Section 58 requires one quarter of the governing board of an HMO to be consumers instead of one member. And the underlying bill that's the CS is applying to, I believe it was one third. So that is the update to the bill.
Thank you. And I would like to invite the prime sponsor, Senator Bjorkman, to the table to address the CS.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Senator Jesse Bjorkman, representing the northern and central portions of the Kenai Peninsula. We support the CS as drafted. Ms. Harpold did an excellent job of explaining the changes.
Thank you. With that, I will remove my objection. Are there further objections to adopting the CS? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Do you have any final comments before we take action on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you hearing the bill again. It's a common sense cleanup bill that provides better opportunities for businesses and more clarity for consumers of insurance as well as options for employers. I appreciate the committee's support.
Thank you. We'll look toward the will of the committee. Senator Kaufman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for SB 132 version T from committee with the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations. Additionally, authority is granted legislative legal to make necessary technical and conforming changes.
Is there objection to moving the committee to the next committee of referral, which will be the Rules Committee? Seeing none, that bill moves. We will take it at ease while members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. The next item on today's calendar is House Bill 31, Vehicles Registration Derelict Funds. This is the first hearing on the bill this year. We've heard it before. I invite Representative Stutz to the table to introduce herself for the record and explain to the committee what the bill actually does.
Thank you, Co-Chair Toffman, Stedman and Olson, and thank you to the members of the Senate Finance Committee for hearing House Bill 31 today. For the record, my name is Louise Stutz, representing House District 5, which is Kodiak, Cordova, Seward, and several small rural communities along the coast. Before you is House Bill 31, an act relating to the registration of commercial vessels and relating to the Derelict Vessel Prevention Program. The committee is likely familiar with this bill as it passed both bodies last session and was subsequently vetoed due to the constitutional concerns of it passing after midnight on the final night of session. We're back hoping for some better timing this year. This legislation contains the very same language that this committee passed and the House concurred with last session. House Bill 31 would remove duplicative registration requirements created by the passage of Senate Bill 92, the Derelict Vessel Bill in 2018. Specifically, House Bill 31 would remove the requirement for the U.S. Coast Guard documented vessels with a current Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission license to register every 3 years with the Division of Motor Vehicles. Prior to the passage of Senate Bill 92 in 2018, documented vessels were exempt from the DMV registration. However, that exemption was repealed in the bill, and as a result, larger vessels fell under the DMV purview. The rationale behind Senate Bill 92 was to provide the state and local municipalities with a state database on who owns vessels in Alaskan waters, as well as how to contact those individuals. Overlooked, however, was the Commercial Fishery Entry Commission's database, which I will refer to from here on out as the CFEC. Vessel licensure with the CFEC already requires annual renewal and provides the necessary ownership information in a publicly accessible state-maintained database. It's our intent that active commercial fishing vessels should not be required to register every 3 years with the DMV, only to provide information that the state already has through the vessel's annual license renewal process. Additionally, in its current form, House Bill 31 repeals the Derelict Vessel Prevention Program Fund created in Senate Bill 92 and transfers the balance of the fund to the general fund. Consequently, I would like to bring to the attention of this committee that it is also a very fiscally responsible piece of legislation, as it would transfer the $1.67 million from the Derelict Vessel Fund to the state's general fund coffers. So, Mr. Chairman and members of this committee, I thank you for the opportunity today, and my staff and I, Matt Greening, who is back here, would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you for that $1 million. Do members of the Senate Finance Committee have any questions for the House Rules Chairman, Senator Keel?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we explored this a little in the Transportation Committee, but I thought I'd rehash the issue, since I've got you again. Nobody wants any double regulation or double registration. The question is, when harbor masters or tidelands managers or even private property owners are trying to find who owns a derelict, does this bill mean there are any boats they can't find? Do we let anybody out?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, for the record, Matt Greening, staff to Representative Louise Stutes. No, it would it'd be very easy for municipal officials, harbor masters, port administrators to get on the publicly available database with CFEC. It's an annual renewal, so that person would have either be out of compliance and would have to register with the DMV, or they would have renewed that year with the CFEC, and it would be very readily available public information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Further questions? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this is the same bill we looked at last year, but just, you know, from hanging around harbors for many, many, many years, most of the commercial vessels, we know who owns them, especially if they're fishing in any fishery. It's the derelict vessels that are sold for next to nothing to one person to the next, as it's a junker, and they wait for it to sink, and then when it's sunk in the harbor, harbor master has to try to find out who owns it, and it's like a hot potato. Nobody wants to admit they own it, and they have to transfer back a few owners. So I'm not so concerned about commercial fishing vessels not knowing who owns them. It's harbor masters pretty much have a good clue on who owns the boats and even who works on a lot of them. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think I don't think there's a need to work this bill over. We spent a lot of time on it a year ago, so I think we're very familiar with it.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Further questions? Seeing none, we will go to invited testimony. We have Tracy Welch with the United Fishermen of Alaska. Please come to the table, identify yourself, and proceed with your invited testimony.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing House Bill 31. For the record, my name is Tracy Welch, and I'm the executive director for United Fishermen of Alaska. For those who are not familiar, United Fishermen of Alaska is the statewide commercial fishing trade association. I'm happy to be here today to offer support for House Bill 31. UFA has already submitted written comments for the record for House Bill 31 earlier in this session, so I'll keep my comments today relatively brief, but the bill sponsor and her staff provided a comprehensive overview of the bill, and I'd like to emphasize the fact that this bill provides a common sense solution to a lingering issue for the commercial fishing industry. The bill received unanimous support in both bodies last session, but as Representative Stutes noted, unfortunately that support came a few minutes too late, so here we are again. We'd like to thank Representative Stutes and her staff for carrying the bill again this year and their work on this bill, and we would appreciate any support from the committee to move this forward. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. Any questions of the testifier? Seeing none, we will go to public testimony. We'll open up the table to public testimony. Is there anyone online? There's no one online that wants to testify on this piece of legislation. Is there anyone in the room? Seeing no one coming forward, we will close the public testimony, review the fiscal note. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are four fiscal notes for House Bill 31. The first comes from the Department of Fish and Game Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, which is OMB component 471. They give it a zero fiscal note. The second fiscal note is from the Department of Administration Division of Motor Vehicles. That's OMB component 2348. They show no costs, but a loss of $38,000 per year because of vessels that will not be registering with them. The third fiscal note is from the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land, and Water. That's OMB component 3002. They show no cost, but they note that it does modify the fund by repealing it. And the last fiscal note, Mr. Chairman, is from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Division of Community and Regional Affairs. That's OMB component 2879. They have a zero fiscal note, no impact.
Thank you for that. Before we go to the will of the committee, does the prime sponsor have any closing comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair. It might be worth noting that insofar as the fiscal notes are concerned, we have had a very collaborative working relationship with the Department of Public Safety, being that this is a duplicative charge to these fishermen, that on the $38,000 DMV fiscal note, those dollars have not been being collected over the past years. So that's just FYI, so to speak. And I certainly appreciate the time of this committee to the co-chairs and to the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Will of the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 31, Version A from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there any objection from any of the members of the committee? Seeing none, that bill passes to the next committee of referral, which is the Rules Committee. We will take a brief at ease.
Thank you.
Members sign the report. Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Item 4 on the calendar for the Senate Finance Committee is Senate Bill 156, Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank Loans. We first heard this bill on May 6th. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes. The bill sponsor has a CS that we'd like to introduce. We invite Senator Keel to the table. Put yourself on the record and give us a brief reintroduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Jesse Keel. I have the privilege of serving as a senator for Senate District B. Senate Bill 156 is a bill that results from the work of the Legislative Fisheries Task Force this last fall and winter. And it cleans up an unintended consequence of a step the legislature took last year with the hard work of the administration on the Commercial Fisheries Revolving Loan Fund to provide reduced interest loans to Alaska commercial fishing businesses. that provision that we passed last year is helping a tremendous number of Alaskan commercial fishermen and small operations primarily. They are saving a lot of money. However, it has undercut the Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, which is the only other entity besides the Revolving Loan Fund that can use a limited entry permit as collateral. Mr. Chairman, as a result, the task force recommended that the legislature find a way to help CFAB make loans that match the same interest rate as a revolving loan fund during the short time period when that reduced interest is available. When the committee heard the bill before, there was some discussion of how we should handle this short-term issue during the current, frankly, financial crisis for the commercial fishing industry. So my office worked to prepare a committee substitute that seeks to address some of those concerns.
Thank you. Questions of the prime sponsor? Seeing no questions, we do have a motion to adopt the CS. Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 156-34-LS0857 /hotel before the committee as our working document.
And I will object for the prime sponsor to comment.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to have Ella Adkison of my office describe the changes made by the CS, if that would be appropriate this time.
Please identify yourself for the record and enlighten the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Ella Adkison, staff to Senator Keel. There are two changes in SB 156 from version I to version H. The first is that now there is a requirement that any loans originated or refinanced by CFAB using state funds be secured all or in part by a limited entry permit. And the second is that it repeals the lower interest rate for the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund on July 1st, 2026, instead of July 1st, 2027.
Brief eddies. Since I didn't object, are there further any objections to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. We will set this bill aside for further further consideration with the expectation to bring it back before the committee. That brings us to the back to item one, which is HB 16 campaign finance contributions, and I'd like to take a brief at ease and invite the committee to my office. Call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. We are dealing with HB 116, campaign finance. Senator Kaufman, can you review the motion that you made to adopt amendment number one?
Yes, sir. I moved to amendment number one, and the intent of the amendment is to simply change this bill to reflect the federal campaign contribution limits. I don't see any reason why folks should be unfairly limited in supporting their candidates in Alaska. Alaska is a big state, complex state. For some candidates, it's very difficult, the mobility issues. And so I think in fairness for representing Alaskans and their interests, that we would be better represented if we had the federal limits in place.
Thank you. Do members have comments on the amendment? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I respect that this is one of those issues where different members can come down in different places in good faith. My own take is that there's an initiative headed for the ballot, and that to go to the federal limits in some places would increase the limit by 20%, in other places as much as three-quarters over that number that tens of thousands of Alaskans signed to put on the ballot. So with respect for the offer of the amendment, I'm gonna oppose it to stick closer to the lower number that would otherwise be on the ballot.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I like the amendment, but I'm going to oppose it. I think the effort that the public went through to sign and have the opportunity to go to the polls and express their opinion in the next general election on where they think the contribution limit should be, we should let that process go forward, let the public vote. Let them decide, and if we have a disagreement 2 years later, we can change it. But we should let the public vote.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Further comments? Seeing none, I maintain my objection. Roll call, please.
Senator Merrick.
Yes.
Senator Cronk.
Yes.
Senator Kaufman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
No.
Senator Kaufman.
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
No.
3 yeas, 4 nays.
That motion fails. Can the sponsor please come forward? Representative Shragi, do you have any closing comments before we ask for the will of the committee?
Thank you, Co-Chair Hoffman, Co-Chair Stedman, Co-Chair Olson, members of the Senate Finance Committee. My name is Calvin Shragi, representing House District 12 in Anchorage. Just want to thank the committee again for making the time to bring this bill before the committee. I think it is of great importance to Alaskans that we protect the integrity of, more specifically, the perceived integrity of our elected officials and our work here in the Capitol. So, would ask that the members vote in support of this bill and that we carry out what I view to be the will of the voters in an expedient manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Shragi. The will of the committee, Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee report out House Bill 16, version N, as in Nanwalek, from committee with the individual recommendations and with the attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill passes from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes to the next committee of referral, that being the Rules Committee. We'll take a brief at ease while members sign the report. bring the Senate Finance Committee back to order. That concludes today's agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. We don't know if we will have any business. We'll keep members informed, but I would like to point out that we are now under the 24-hour rule, so people stay tuned. Things may happen quickly in the days to come. With that, we are adjourned.